Okay, fabulous, guys. This is Tim Darnell in Allen, Texas. Great to have everybody online taking lots of introductions here, and I'm sure there's a bunch of people that have not introduced themselves. We do have an opportunity here for one or two more introductions. If you want to come on board, say your first name and the city you're calling from. The sound of silence. All right, very good. We're going to get started here. I want to give you a little bit of background on what's going on here with our super launch parties. That's SLP, and you got to make it official by having an acronym with it, SLP, Super Launch Parties, and the Your Next concept here. So if you want to take notes on this, I would really appreciate you doing that, and I want you to really entertain the idea of you doing a super launch party. And that will be with me, by the way. That will be me coming to your place and being the guest speaker at your event. We've already got multiple events lined up, and it's going to be a real busy period this fall. The fall is fantastic for our type of business. I'm ignoring football for the first time in my life. It'll probably make me a millionaire many times over by ignoring football. So I'm excited about that concept, and whatever you need to ignore to really focus in and get in tune with this concept here, I think you're going to find it very profound. Let me give you a background about this. We had multiple speakers that we invite on. You guys know this, multiple speakers that we invite on from time to time, and picking up just little bits and pieces from those speakers that are really putting this business together. I was laying in bed about 4 o'clock one morning. I couldn't sleep, and I had the vision of this just come to my mind in its totality, in completeness. This whole idea came together in my brain as I was lying there, and I find that a wonderful time. A lot of my songwriting occurs about that time in the morning, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, laying there in bed. You just have a clarity and a serenity that you don't have sometimes in a busy, busy day. And so the idea of super launch parties and the Your Next concept to me came all at once. It's a God thing. There's no question about it. And so I started sharing it with people, and every single person I shared it with went, oh, my God, that's it. That's exactly it. So let me give you the negative of our type business here and what a lot of people do, and I've done this for years in this business and still manage to be successful, but it's not the right way to do things, and that is a onesie-twosie approach to this business. And we get all excited when we finally enroll that one or two people in our business, but we find that it really doesn't accomplish just a whole lot. I mean, sometimes some great things can happen that way, but usually not. If we're just talking to one or two people a week or 3 or 4 people a week, that's a pretty slow boat to China, and it doesn't result in big rank advancements or increased income or that kind of thing. And so if you've got big goals for this business and you really want to improve your life and change your life, then there's got to be a better way to do it. And so it needs to be an organized way. It needs to be a way that the common person can do this. There's not a person that I heard introduce themselves on this line tonight that's not going to be able to do this and do it well. And so get rid of any self-doubt that you have, any feelings of inadequacy or that kind of thing. You need to rid yourself of that. If you've got fear on top of that, then you really need to get rid of that and deal with those negative emotions, because it's time to move forward. And those things hold us back. They thwart our progress, and they're not welcome in our life. We don't need to welcome those kind of things in our life. Yeah. So that's sort of the mindset aspect of this. We've got one person that's got a little bit of noise in here. If you could make sure that your phone's on mute until we get to the point where we ask for Okay. All right. So here's what we want to do in our business. And here's one of the things, one of the secrets of our business that will really put your business on the road to success. And most of us don't do this. Okay. So I'm not condemning anybody. I've been the worst offender at this kind of thing here myself. And that is a full calendar, a full calendar. Now, if you've been in a service business before, you know that if you don't have a full calendar or you don't have jobs coming up, then you're not going to have money coming up. And so the whole idea of trading hours for dollars in the business world, you've got to have hours that are involved with IPAs, that's income-producing activities. if you don't have IPAs, income-producing activities, then you're simply not going to make the money. So successful business people know that a full calendar equals bigger business, and they know that a full calendar equals a fuller bank account as well. And so we want to do that in our business, a full calendar, and we want to do that with not just launch parties but super launch parties. So a super launch party is phenomenal, and something even better than that is super launch parties, plural, and that spells freedom for you. And also when you can do that on your team, where your team is putting on super launch parties, now we've got something going that will be so exciting in your life. It's just going to totally change your existence in this business, your perspective, your bank account. Everything's going to change. Your rank is going to improve. So don't be content with not planning a super launch party. You need to plan a super launch party. Get with me initially. We're going to put your date on the books. I'm going to be your guest speaker, and we're going to put this thing together like we've explained for the last, I guess, about a month now we've been talking about this. Also, don't be content with scheduling one SLP. That's like enrolling one person and say, well, I've done my business. I've enrolled that person. No, you've just gotten started. And a single SLP is fantastic, but what's even better is to dig deep in that calendar and go in further months, subsequent months, and say, we're going to have another one here, and we're going to have another one here with this person, and we're going to have this person do one. And so look down the road and put the major events that Isagenics has for us. For instance, New Year's kickoff is coming up in January. That's a non-negotiable event that we're all going to be at, and you're going to be so glad you've been there. And then also multiple SLPs planned in your calendar. I am not afraid to travel as much as I possibly can with every single person that's listening in on this phone line. If you're in Team Freedom, then you're subject to our coming in. It won't always be Kathy and me, but it'll at least be me. I prefer to have Kathy here. She adds a dimension that I cannot add, and I'm going to try to have her at every single one. So some of you have a concern that you won't have enough people at your SLP, but I can tell you that we have provided the antidote to that and the solution to that issue right there. So don't think about not having enough people. You're going to have enough people. And so that's not going to be a problem if you'll commit to the basic work. And let me explain a little bit about what the basic work is. For instance, yesterday I cleared my calendar. I spent about almost five hours doing nothing but shoring up my prospect, my contact list that was not complete. In other words, I had a person that person would be good in our business here, but I didn't have their mailing address. I might not have had their email address, and I might not have had their phone number. I might be just friends on Facebook with them. And so in order for us to really build a big business, we've got to have their contact information. So I spent hours asking people for their contact information. And so my database today versus yesterday is immensely more valuable to me now because I have contact information that I did not have before, and that gives me powerful ammunition with that person. Now don't think of that in the negative. I'm not going to shoot them. I'm going to be able to contact them on a regular basis with different modalities, not just a private message on Facebook, not just a reply on something they said on Facebook, and not just them replying to me, but in multiple modalities that will strike their fancy and get this connection with me tighter than we ever have before. And so here's what I did yesterday multiple times. Some of you are on the line, and I did this with you because I didn't have your contact information. I was just astonished at some of the contact information that I did not have. And so I simply private messaged them, and here's my message: mailing address, please. And others was mailing address, ? Or email address, ? I've done both multiple times, and now as of yesterday, I probably have 40 to 50 new mailing addresses from the work I did yesterday. Well, where does that come into play? Well, it comes into play with our postcards. And so many of you have received your postcards already. I got mine yesterday. And here's another dynamic of the postcards that I absolutely love. I received 100 postcards in the mail yesterday. They look fantastic. They tell the story. They give subject matter. They give the date of the upcoming event, the subject matter of the upcoming event, the speaker at the upcoming event, the location, the address, the RSVP number, which is simply your cell number, and then your personal address in the return address at the backside of the postcard. And so another thing I do, and for those of you that are doing this, I put a personal little note on the postcard. I write in there, Gail Johnson, you're on the line here. I'm looking at your postcard right now, and it says, Gail, when you get this, exclamation point, and TD, Tim Darnell. And so I'm putting a handwritten little note on every single person's postcard, not every single person, almost every single person's postcard, that just adds a little bit more personalization on this in addition to what's seen on the front side of the postcard. And I'm addressing this. I'm not using labels. I am handwriting the addresses for everybody on here, so it's more personal. They see my crappy handwriting. They know I wrote it. And so I have no problem with that. Okay, so I get the 100 postcards in, and I'm going, man, I'm going to use every single one of these personal postcards. I'm not going to leave this to chance, and I'm going to bank every postcard that I go off that I send out is going to up the odds of how many people are going to attend this meeting, and it's another exposure in my many exposures with this person that I'm contacting. And I'm thinking every single one of them can do their own super launch party also. So you see how that duplication occurs. It's so freaking exciting because it's not just onesie-twosies. It's huge. That person's going to get out 100 postcards. And some of them may say, hey, Tim, why don't you order me 200 postcards? I say, I'll be glad to do that. Because you get the 200 postcards. Now you're looking at 200 names as opposed to 100. And then, like is happening up in Kansas, and also happening here in the Dallas area, is that we've got multiple people sending out hundreds of postcards. And so do you think that room's going to be packed? Well, the odds are really good that it's going to be packed. But what if you had a launch party where you only had 8, 10, 12 people that showed up? That's a successful launch party, folks, in anybody's estimation. You're going to have about a third of those enroll, and maybe another third will enroll at a later point because now they've gotten the information. They've seen that it's fun. They see that the products taste good. They see the comp plan. They realize all you got to do is you share, they share, repeat, you plus two, them plus two. And so it's so simple. All I need is my two people, and we're going to get those immediately right off the bat. Okay, so we're putting all this thing together. We're becoming professional marketers versus just people that dabble in this business, which is by far what most people do. They don't have a lot of success, and they end up putting it on hold or even quitting. And so we're not going to do that. We're putting things in place like scheduled dates. We're getting emails that I've constructed. You've seen those on Team Freedom. They're available for you to copy and just change the information that applies to you. We're using Facebook invites with Facebook events. We're also using Eventbrite, where they can RSVP on Eventbrite, and they can also call your phone number with an RSVP as well. So we put everything in place. We're booking this out far enough in advance that we can get all this information to them, and now we're talking about duplicating, and you've got the ball rolling. It's quicker. It's bigger. It's more official. It's more legitimate. It's real marketing, and it's very duplicatable. It's the start of something huge for your business, and therefore, guess what? It's the start of something huge for your life, and that's why every one of us are in this thing. We don't want to come in here and just take the product, although that's life-changing in and of itself, and we certainly have to do that if we want to be legitimate in putting this thing together and representing our company and our solutions. But we're putting together in a way that most people don't do it. You see a lot of people that are doing this. They don't call it a super launch party. They call it something else. But they're very organized and very detailed in what they're doing. And that's not hard work, people. It's just getting the contact information and then getting the exposures out to them. when somebody has seen multiple exposures in the form of an email, in the form of a postcard that has your picture on it, we're branding you, we're branding me. If I'm the guest speaker on all of these upcoming so far, I am. We're branding whoever you want to put on there, but people are seeing your picture. They're great pictures. I love X Factor Rue's picture. She's got just a really cool picture on there. It's very different. She's sort of acting like she's hiding behind the door and peering her face out. And so you can get creative on these pictures if you want to. It doesn't have to be just the standard portrait of you know, the regular, hey, I'm in a suit and a tie, I'm looking at the camera. That's fine if you want to do that. Those can look real professional. But you can also be a little bit more creative with those pictures. You can put, but I do want to see your face. I don't want to see a ski picture or whatever I do, you know, playing golf or something like that. But you want to have your face in there so that they can recognize your face. We're branding your face in that picture. And so this is where growth is going to explode. So future SLPs booked in your calendar. Kansas Group, I challenge you guys to put the next SLP in your calendar. It may be me doing the speaking. It may not be me. But I'm telling you one thing, those of you that are putting this together, thinking of Roseanne right now, you guys that are putting this thing together and engineering this and you've gotten serious about it and you've got several of your team members sending out 100 postcards and sending out 100, 200, 300 emails, text messages, and personal calls, now you're getting serious about building this business. That's really how you build a big, big business here. So one of the things you can do with the cards, another thing is, like, I went and worked out this morning, and I kept two cards in my backpack because I might have, and it didn't happen, but if it had happened and I'd gotten in a conversation with somebody there, I would hand them, instead of my business card, I would hand them the postcard that's talking about October 21st, where our next event here in this Dallas area is occurring. And so if you've got prospects in the Dallas area and you know that we're doing an SLP here, this would be phenomenal for you to tell me. I'll get a postcard myself to them if you don't have the postcard yet, and we'll get that to them and invite them to this event. And they're going to see the full subject matter of Isagenix. They're going to be able to taste the products. They're going to find out about what makes a great network marketing home business. What makes a great home business? People will fall for a lot of things, and they don't look at some of the components of that business that are so critical, and they'll join a company that really the odds of them making it in that company are slim to none because of whatever. It could be a thousand different things. It could be a terrible comp plan, which is true with so many of those companies. It could be marginalized products, compromised products, which is so true of many of those companies. I'm not here to put them down. I'm just telling you that there's a better choice if you're looking at this as a long-term career and something that you can count on. You don't have to look over your back all the time. You can trust this company. They just sent out a message. Maybe some of you saw this, but Ionic Supreme had an issue with it in Canada. And an entire shipment, and I don't know what that looks like, number of bottles, was compromised, and they stopped that entire shipment of bottles because of one factor, and that's the quality control that this company exerts all the time. And they're willing to risk that shipment, risk delayed shipments and people not getting their products and possibly getting mad, but they're not going to send out compromised products. And I absolutely love that about this company. That is the high road. That's integrity. That's really making this thing happen the right way. And so you never have to doubt that this company is doing the right thing all the time. And so I have seen that in 5.5 years now. We've made a fortune with this company, and you can't do that with a company that is, you know, they're cutting corners here, cutting corners there. They've got this issue, that issue, whatever it is. And I'm telling you, if you've been around this industry for a long time, you know that those other companies have those issues. And so this company does not. Lord willing, we will not have those issues. It's being run impeccably in every different aspect. So anyway, I say all this to let you know, I will defer again. God gave me this in a moment. I mean, the whole idea here came about. I know it was the result of many, many comments me listening to people on other calls, people that are really putting this thing together quick, and hearing one little aspect, one little phrase that they said that I went, oh, wow, that's where we need to include that. And then culminating all of that coming together with this super launch party idea. So this is going to work for you. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. It's going to be a big event. We're leaving out, initially we had thought about eating at a restaurant and that kind of thing. We're leaving that out. We're just making, that complicates things. We don't want to complicate things. We want to just simply make it a 90-minute event, and we get there on time. I'm the guest speaker. You say some nice things about me. I get up there, and Kathy and I handle the entire 90 minutes. We will include tasting in there. We will include the comp plan in there. We will include the concept of super launch parties in there to the person, because the whole idea and the purpose of this, and here, this is one of the killer aspects of this whole thing, and that is the idea of we're here to create a $2,000 a week, $2,000 to $3,000 a week income. And that's the type of people that we're looking for. That's what we're advertising on our postcards and our emails. We're not talking about the products. Listen, you've got to have the best of the best of the best products that absolutely deliver results, and we have that. But that's not our focus. Our focus is we're wanting to find business builders in our business. And so you could put 1,000 customers on your team, and that will be the equivalent of one business builder. I'll take the business builder over the 1,000 customers any day, any day. You give me the one, and that's what we should all be looking for. We should become the business builder, and we're looking for business builders. If we are the business builders, then we will attract business builders. And so when our verbiage on our postcards, on our emails, in our one-on-one conversations with people talk about the idea of $2,000 a week in income, residual income, growing income, that's who I'm looking for. If that's not you, who do you know that's entrepreneurial, that's a go-getter, that's not afraid of making money and would like to make $2,000 a week in income, and that would solve a bunch of their problems that they've had in their life and would give them many, many more options than they have with their current income? So I hope you're understanding what I'm saying. That's the focus. That's our focus, that $2,000 a week income. We're not guaranteeing it, but we're giving you a process that will make this happen. Why? Because we're playing the right numbers and the right number of exposures with those with the original numbers of prospects. And so when we do that, this will work. It will work for you. It will work for me. It'll work for anybody that sees it and understands that we put together the full Monty here, if you will, that is really going to make this happen. So it's about 24 minutes into the conversation here. Would love to have your comments, what's going on with you. I know that some of you are really working this and are putting it together. And if you'd like to get off mute and come on out on the call right now, we'll take three or four callers here.
Tim?
Yes, Roseanne, I recognize that voice.
Hi there. I have a question about the text. Was there something that you had sent out about text, or is this, do we just go ahead and create our own text?
Yeah, go ahead and do that, and just what you want to watch is explaining too much.
Mm-hmm.
If they ask, what is it, it's $2,000 a week home-based business. And here's the strategy. It's called Your Next. That's the name of it. And so that's what we're telling people. If you want the details, come to our meeting.
Great.
And
awesome.
So on those texts, what you want to do is the location, the time. You might want to say 90 minutes. That'll be fine. Featuring guest speakers Tim and Kathy Darnell, our millionaire mentors.
Now, the way I understand this, just for clarification, is we're sending the emails and the text to the same people and the cards. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, you want to inundate them so that they've gotten 5, 6, 7, 8 exposures about this event. One of the deficits has always been that we will call somebody about an event. Well, they'll hear about it right then. And, man, they're going to forget about that as quickly as they heard about it. And so we want to inundate them with this information. And we're not bugging people. We're just getting the information to them. And all of a sudden they know, you know something, that Roseanne, she is serious about this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. And then the other thing I wondered, is it too late? I have a gal that I hope she called you today, Ashley. She wants to go ahead and order her cards. Is it too late for her to do that?
She's already ordered them, and we've already talked.
Awesome. Awesome. All right.
Yeah. What a great gal. Great gal.
Yeah, yeah, she is. Just lovely, lovely young lady. Thank you so much, Tim.
All right. You got your cards, and I apologize for misspelling your name, but if that's our biggest problem, we probably don't have many problems.
Well, I'm not going to worry about it because it gets misspelled most of the time.
Yeah. All right, good stuff. Excited about coming and seeing you guys.
Well, we're excited about having you here.
Thank you very much. Who else would like to comment or has a question?
Jim, this is Beverly.
Hi, Beverly. Great to have you on the call.
Hi. My question is, how far apart would you recommend scheduling a super launch party?
I would do another one probably within 5 to 6 weeks of your first one.
Abby.
Okay.
So that'd be great. Hi, Abby. Great to have you on the call.
Hi, Tim.
Awesome. You and I need to talk soon here.
Okay. This weekend would be great.
Awesome. Let's do that. Beverly, is that good with you?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, let's do it. Let's plan ahead. What we're wanting to do is plan a year in advance. I mean, just really get that calendar full.
Okay, sounds good.
Absolutely. Who else has a comment or a question?
Hey, Tim, it's Carol. I just have a quick question. In terms of those contacts that you're doing via different, you know, ways, text, email, cards, and all that, do you make a phone call one of those or not? Because I could see
yes.
You could get sucked into a discussion about it, or do you just still just try to keep it as succinct? If you do call them, keep it as succinct as the thing you said about the text.
Yeah, here's what I would do, and I've done this throughout the day here. So, Alicia, Tim here, how you doing? Great. That's fantastic. Listen, I only have a second here. Just wanted to put a bug in your ear here. Inviting you to your next seminar that's coming up. The guest speaker is my mentor. He's a millionaire. He and she are millionaires. Want to invite you to this event. It's about $2,000 a week, creating that on a residual basis. Thought of you. Love to have you there. I'm sending you more information. It is on the 21st of October. It's at 7 o'clock. Do you have a pen? Great. Write this down, if you would, please. It's on the 21st, 7 o'clock, Durning House, Bed and Breakfast. That's in Van Alstine. I'm going to send you that information. So you don't have to say yes or no right now, but I wanted to put that bug in your ear, and I have got to run here. So take care. We'll talk a little bit further details in a little bit, okay? Okay, bye-bye. So does that make sense to you?
Yep, that makes sense. Thank you.
If you don't, well, what's it all about? Well, it's about making a home-based business, $2,000 a week. The speakers that have put this together and have formulated this are Tim and Kathy Darnell. They're going to be here on the 21st, and whatever that date is, I'm just using that. And you're going to love them, and they're going to explain all of this to you. So I really want you to come to that. I'll give you more information via email and possibly a text. So, but I've got to run right now. I'm sorry I'm so short-winded here. Or don't have enough time to talk more.
Okay. Righty, thanks. That
makes sense?
Answered that question. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, yep. Any other comments or questions, fear, trepidation, whatever?
No.
Yes.
No questions.
Okay, very good. All right, guys, I hope this is making sense to you. If you need to talk to me personally, Friday's a good day for me. I have less phone calls on, not always, sometimes it's just Katie bars the door, but usually it's a little bit less intense than, say, a Monday or a Thursday. Tuesdays are real intense, and Wednesdays sometimes good as well. But don't hesitate to call me, text me, and let's set up a time and let's talk. But can't wait to put your date on the books, and we will make this thing happen in a big, big way. So, guys, thanks for being on the call tonight. Love each and every one of you. God bless you. And we will talk very shortly here. You guys will talk this up on Team Freedom, and you can do it on your regular feed as well. So either way, but get the message out, get the excitement going, get the positive words going. So you guys have a great night, and we will talk soon.
Hey, thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tim. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Tim. Good night.